This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here it is. Song you listen to, you can not be down under any circumstances.
The children will not stand still.
No. So, for those of you who want to throw rain on our parade, you can focus on a poll that's out today. It's not from the good news department, but it is from the news department. The number of homeless and how we encounter them. I'm about to fly off to Los Angeles to spend a few days with my children for Christmas, and I know I will encounter the place I'm staying is down actually near the beach, and the homeless not only are all over the streets, but they're all over the beach as well. You can't go anywhere, so I don't want to necessarily take away from the celebrations, but the reality is, and I don't know why, maybe this is a better poll to talk about next week as we get to the end of the year, but just the highlight is the number, 54% of Americans say that they have seen a homeless person in an area where they live in the last month. You were talking about, just before we get started, James Collins, who, by the way, had COVID and was out for a number of days. You're okay, though, James, right? You have had, what was the worst? I'm going to digress for a second.
Yeah.
I really don't want to talk about the homeless anyway.
Fair.
What did you find was the most problematic of all the things you had to encounter? Because you haven't had COVID before. Have you had the shots? I don't think I asked you.
No, I actually had it in 2020 when it was really bad.
No, you did.
I had it bad back then. And I did get the shots in 2021, and then I got it from my girlfriend this year. Honestly, this time around, it was just really bad sinuses was the worst part about it, and a little bit of a sore throat.
Yeah.
I mean, I told y'all the worst part about it was just being bored at home because I couldn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
It really wasn't that bad this time around.
No. Good. All right, well, you sound a little cold, and that's it. That's what most people I've encountered, anyway, who I talked to, whether it was over in Israel this week or whether it's been back here in the last few weeks, people who have had it, I say, what's the really tough part of this? And they pretty much all say, I got a cold, I have a cough, I have a fever, and it breaks in a day or two. You know, and so that's what we're going to be, that's going to be the standard. He's going to have flu in the wintertime problems, and you're going to have cold problems, and this is another one of those bugs. And so to get all hepped up about it like the New York Times wants us to, I'm not going down that street. I think it's a decision. You decide you want to get, Dr. Ken says get the shots, okay. You listen to that and do what he suggests if you think that's the right thing to do, if you feel good with it, if you're comfortable with it. But it's nobody else's business what you do. You make. You want to have the conversation, great. You don't want to have the conversations like getting on an airplane. They all say the same thing now. I'll hear it again today. I heard it yesterday. You wear a mask, great. Don't want to wear a mask, okay. But respect what the people around you are doing, and that is the most important part of this. It's none of your business what they want to do one way or another. You choose to wear a mask, you fine, wear a mask. And if somebody says something next to you, just ignore them because they're stupid. You know, there's no reason to discuss this at all. You have your ability to make up your mind. You know what you think the facts are. You know what you need to know. So just do it. And forget about the crazy people who are around you who are just that. They're just crazy.
Yeah, mind your business. Well, right. What's that one saying? He who argues with a fool becomes a fool himself. And it's kind of the same thing with jerks. Anybody who argues with a jerk then becomes a jerk, too.
Yep. All right, so here's something that people will effectively get the other end of this at 9 months from now. Apparently, more people get pregnant during the holidays than at any other time of the year, including Valentine's Day. Right. Instead of just admiring festive lights and opening presents and gathering with friends and family, it apparently is a good time to make a baby. And so if you look at the Journal of Human Reproduction, research there exploring why this time of year is linked to a higher likelihood of conception. This is, by the way, based on data that birthdays in the U.S. peak during the month of September. There are more people born in September than any other month of the year.
I know so many people born in September.
Right, exactly. So at any rate, the reason that is because this, according to the research anyway, suggests that that we ought to, you know, this is a good time. We feel good. We're in love. Christmas is a great time of year to be in love. So anyway, and sometimes it's just a good time of year to do chick-a-boom or whatever it is that you said.
Yep. You can also blame Pajamagram for those
Right,
that gets things going.
For those of you who are wondering, if you haven't heard us talk about Pajamagram, this is the last day to get on this. They're running out of stock today, so if you've been intrigued by me talking about these naturally nude pajamas, I'll give one more plug to pajamagram.com because they are kind of fun. And they are, you know, I got a couple of email people. How dare you talk about sex? I'm not talking about sex. I'm talking about pajamas.
It's PJs.
Yeah, exactly. You can take it wherever you want to take it.
Yeah. We need to put some Marvin Gaye.
People need to just kind of chill out. If this isn't the right thing for you, then it's not the right thing for you. I'm not suggesting that everybody, you know, I can't imagine a silky, naturally new pajama on an 86-year-old lady. But listen. Stranger things have happened. At any rate, you can order it today at pajamagram.com. They'll include a free matching naturally nude nightie, and that's like $75. And they send the free gift wrapping as well. It's a very cool gift. Today, they figure their numbers are, they'll be sold out, and you can get it today and be just in time for Christmas. So work it out. Check it out. Here's what you do. Go to pajamagram.com, pajamagram.com, order naturally nude pajamas, and you can associate my name with it if you choose. Doug Steffen, you can do that, and I'm sure they'll all have a hip hip hooray for me and for that. At any rate, we've done enough of births. And we've done enough of pajamas, so let's do something else. Then I want to talk about something that's kind of a miracle right after this.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. It's a primal, wild freedom. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy! No. Yeah, we really lost our stride at the end there. Get 24/7 roadside assistance with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits and may require comprehensive coverage. At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, Jerry. Oh, my word. Really, really terrible. Is that a Glockenspiel, Jerry? Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? But Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave marin, rivière de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Croissants for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
17 and a half the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. I'm Doug Steffens. She's Jay Kirshner here. Kirshner here to celebrate the season. One of our early American writers was a lady named Alice Carey, who was born in 1820. She came from the Buckeye State, which when she was born in 1820, that was the Western frontier. Think about it for a second. The Ohio River Valley was the frontier. Her father was a farmer. I think about this. The reason that I bring it up is because I saw something that I liked. She writes, there's nothing so kingly as kindness and nothing so royal as truth. Isn't that the case?
That's great.
Isn't that? Yeah, it really is. Nothing so kingly as kindness and nothing so royal as truth. The reason that I bring up the fact that the Ohio Valley was the western border of our country back in the 1820s, I watched the series 1883, 10 episodes, on the plane going to Israel. And I had seen a part of one episode, the first episode. Sam Elliott's in it, Tim McGraw, his wife,
Faith Hill.
Faith Hill, a young lady named Isabel May, who I'd never seen before, never heard of before. She carries, and Faith and Tim are very good. Sam Elliott is fabulous as usual. It's a little violent for most tastes, but it does the phenomenon that is the TV show that everybody talks about is Yellowstone. And this is supposed to be a prequel to what happened, how the Duttons got to where they ended up, you know, staying in Montana. And the story is about the girl and her coming of age and the things that these people encountered in their trek across the country being led by Sam Elliott. But if you haven't seen it, don't watch it with any youngsters, but it's a compelling, well-written, well-presented. I was very surprised at Tim McGraw. I've never seen either of them act anymore. And looking at Faith Hill and how they have her made up, and then to look at her as a performer on stage, you'd think you were looking at two different people. It was amazing what they did, but they both were very, it was just a well done, it was well done. And now they didn't do a sequel because they killed everybody off at the end. How are you going to do a sequel? I'm sorry.
Spoiler alert.
The girl dies at the end. And so does Sam Elliott. Anyway, so they're doing 1923, which is supposed to come out early next year. Harrison Ford and Helen Mirren are the next generation of Duttons, who are the children of the 1883ers, and they are the parents of the current day Duttons. And it just is, that girl, Miss May, just carried the show. It's a good story. At any rate, what did I promise we were going to do and then I didn't get to? Oh, I was going to talk about the miracle that is a part of today, and I will do that. I promise we'll do that at the bottom of the hour. And a lot of just really good Christmas stories, and I want to spend some time with that. Plus, Maria Trilogy, who is our resident astrologer, is going to help us through. Remember, this is the first full day of wintertime. What is the winter solstice all about in terms of astrology? We'll get to that in the next half hour of Good Day as well. 21 after the hour.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? But Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave marin, revient de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at progressivecommercial.com.
Croissance for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
At Simply Safe Home Security, we know in an emergency, the clock is ticking. So we designed an advanced security system powered by live 24/7 professional monitoring agents who use Fast Protect technology exclusively from SimpliSafe to capture video evidence and verify a threat. Then alert police so you get faster police response. Right now, get 40% off any new system. Visit simplysafe.com/holiday to save big today. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Half the hour now here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Johnny Mathis. Ding-a-ding-ding. This is one of the great, great Christmas tunes. The instrumental versions are good. And then lyrics are kind of fun as well. The situation at this time of year, I remember John Lennon was killed in December 1982. And being around Uri Geller, who was close to John Lennon, matter of fact, he was with him a couple of days before he was shot. He lived around the corner when he had his place in New York. He lived around the corner from John Lennon. They talk a lot about UFOs and that sort of thing. And Paul McCartney has been talking a lot about John Lennon's death coming forward because he says he really couldn't talk about it much before. So we'll talk about what he experienced after John Lennon died right after this. Here's some news for small to mid-sized business owners. A question. Did your business stay open during COVID? If that's the case, at COVIDpayment.com, there's great news. You see, the feds have set aside funds in the CARES Act to reward companies who stayed open during 2020 and 2021. These payments are not loans, and you don't have to pay them back. How do you get your hands on this money? If you had more than 5 employees on payroll between 2020 and 2021, your company could qualify for you to get $26,000 per employee. Go to COVIDpayments.com. That's right, up to $26,000 per employee. Answer a couple of questions, and then accounting and tax experts at COVIDpayment.com will do all the rest. Nobody knows more about this program than the folks at COVIDpayment. If you have 5 or more employees, let COVIDpayment.com help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDpayment.com.
All
right, so McCartney on John Lennon's death. He has not spoken much about this over the years, but he was interviewed on the Beatles channel, which is a channel I listen to myself. I was listening, actually, driving up from New York from the airport yesterday to the Beatles. I didn't hear this interview. But he said, quote, when John died, it was so difficult. Mm-hmm. It was difficult for everybody in the world because he was such a loved character and such a crazy guy. He was so special. He talked about this being so hard on him. He said he really couldn't talk about it for a long time. I remember getting home from the studio on the day that we heard the news that he had died, turning on the television, seeing people say, well, John Lennon was this and John Lennon was that. And it was like, I don't know, I can't be one of those people, even though a lot of people, as you can imagine, tried to get to him to get his comments. He said, I couldn't just go on TV and say what John meant to me. It was too deep. It was too much. Remember, they were the writing team responsible for most of the Beatles' hits. Lennon McCartney started writing on the kitchen table of McCartney's house in Liverpool when they were kids. Literally, they were kids. So they started the group. They were together from when they were 12 years old until...
These two basically were the Beatles.
They were the Beatles. You're right about that. Yep. So he said once the emotions had settled a bit, he went to the recording studio. He went into a couple of empty rooms that became his studio. He found a room, sat on the floor, and sat with the guitar, started to play the opening chords to Hear Today. And then he talked about the other collaborations that he did with this, but he still couldn't. He said, I really couldn't do anything for a couple of days. I just was in a little motel. And so he said, we got drunk. And
heartbreaking.
That's how he dealt with it, yeah. All right, the words of Paul McCartney here as we go into Christmas time at 28 after the hour.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right, gentlemen, it's time for you to think about Christmas and what to give her. The next best thing to wearing nothing at all. That's what you give her. Soft, silky, natural nude pajamas. Exclusively available at Pajamagram. Sensuous, smooth, naturally nude pajamas feel just like her soft skin. Better than lingerie, even. The texture, the touch of these pajamas. So seductive that you'll love them, you'll feel them, you'll want to touch them. Leave nothing to the imagination with naturally nude pajamas, and you can order them right now. Why not? Pajamagram will include a free matching naturally nude nightie in your order. $75 savings on the best-selling holiday gift. Order today, free $75 nightie. Best of all, Pajamagram does the wrapping. Free gift packaging. Go to pajamagram.com. That's pajamagram.com. Order naturally nude pajamas and tell them Doug Steffen sent you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Senate is in session this hour to debate and perhaps vote on the $1.7 trillion omnibus spending package that includes money for Ukraine's defense and a ton of pork projects.
From the United States to China, from Europe to Latin America, and from Africa to Australia, the world is too interconnected and interdependent.
Ukraine's President Zelensky in front of Congress Wednesday night, despite our own borders being threatened, former Marine Corps Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North on Fox News says this investment to Ukraine is an investment in American workers.
Most of that money is spent here in America. Good, hardworking Americans have the jobs.
They're calling it a bomb cyclone. Heavy snow is coming down across the Midwest to the East Coast and disrupting one of the busiest travel weeks of the year. Lance Pride, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
To that. All right, 34 after, almost 35 past, Doug Steffens Good Day Program. I'm the Dougster. Jay is here with great wishes for the season. All of us have that for you. Thought you would find this interesting that from the Doug Steffens Did You Know and Do You Care department, America's first theme park. Think about this for a second. Stop what you're doing. Right? No more. Just pull over to the side of the road. You're going to want to hear this. In most cities, our Christmas is now, right, this time of year. But if you live in Santa Claus, Indiana, this is the home of the holiday season, according to them.
Oh, it's year-round.
Santa Claus, Indiana. The holiday season started there, they say. America's first theme park was Santa Claus Land, and it was set up in the 1840s at the beginning of the general idea. Remember I said, I think earlier, was it this hour or last hour, I was talking about how in the 1820s, the end of the line was the Ohio River. That was the western, that was it. That's as far as America went. By the 1840s, we'd expanded into Indiana. And so this is in 1846, actually, the beginning of the Santa Claus, the spirit began there. But then after the war of, this time of year, Christmas 1946, they opened an actual amusement park and began developing specific themes to take advantage of the town's name. And they tried to bring in visitors, that sort of thing. Today, it apparently is quite a special place. The owner of the park, he at first built it because he wanted to make a retirement project out of it. But then, Santa Claus, Kris Kringle, however, how many different names are there for old St. Nick?
Oh, my anyway, goodness, there's so many. Huh? Was it Papa Gigio? And just watch the Santa Claus with Tim Allen. I feel like he goes through all of them.
Right, exactly. Anyway, so there was one Santa, a fellow named Jim Yellig, who wore the Santa Claus suit for 38 years, becoming the official ambassador. The International Santa Claus Hall of Fame was actually set up there in 2010. I think that was the last year that this fellow Yellig was the official Santa Claus. He got 1 million holiday wishes on average a year from people who have either been to the park on Christmas or want to, you know, think about it. How many people do you know that get 1 million holiday wishes from anybody? And he plays the role of Santa Claus. That's his thing. So the letters come to Santa Claus, directed to Santa Claus, Indiana, whatever the zip code is, and this guy would be the one who'd read them all. How about that? Quite the thing. Elizabeth Hurley was this week has been a bad week for travel for British Airways. I noticed they had a lot of problems at the Tel Aviv airport. I was there last night, or last the night before, whatever the heck it was. Seems like only moments ago. Anyway, there have been thousands of people stranded here in America, thousands stranded in the Caribbean, thousands stranded in the Middle East because British Airways had some kind of software problem, so the pilots couldn't get how to fly the planes, basically. So, as usual, airlines are horrible when it comes to information. I don't understand how these people can be this dumb. They don't explain what's going on. Tell people.
There's no communication.
Why it is that you're... Right, exactly. There were, alone in the middle, in the Caribbean, there were 35 flights that were delayed or canceled. So British Airways came around afterwards and said, safety concerns are what causes it. Okay, so tell everybody that. Why wait 35 hours, you morons?
Mm-hmm. With no
They didn't give
no
anybody...
Water.
People were... Yeah, exactly. They just were stranded. So anyway, they just... I've never thought British Airways was that special. They just aren't. They're like an American. They're like American airlines. They have the closest bond to American. I remember going into the lounge in Tel Aviv. It was just awful. Ugh. Anyway, so Elizabeth Hurley is one who was stranded, and she called attention to that, as a lot of Brits were not happy campers. And what a horrible time of year to have that problem, right? Elizabeth Rizzo first saw an 82-year-old woman holding a cane working at an Arizona Walmart. She wondered why she was still working at that age. So she set about the business, although I'm not sure she really understood what she was getting into. She learned that this Walmart employee, a lady named Carmen Kelly, was working to pay off $10,000 in medical debt and only had $50 in her bank account. So this woman decided that she was going to, this Ms. Rizzo, Elizabeth Rizzo, was going to help this 82-year-old woman, and she raised $120,000 on a GoFundMe page to help this worker pay off her medical debt. Isn't that something cool? There's a Christmas story for you. That's the way Christmas is supposed to work. Very cool. And by the way, that she set up a TikTok the GoFundMe fundraiser, and she got like, what, 15 million hits or something, and $129,000 was raised.
Mm-hmm. And also basically adopted her as her grandmother.
Yeah, right. What's wrong with that? Well, I've adopted Maria Trilogy as my grandmother, and so we're going to talk. She's going to love that. Maria is our official, the most fabulous, if you ever need a good astrologer, and who doesn't, you're going to want to know more about Maria. And so we'll bring Maria in to talk about the first full day of winter and what we can expect. The winter solstice has kicked off this week, this day. So Maria gets started with that conversation right after this.
Paid for by government.com. The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
And now a small business setback is assessed by a beloved family pediatrician.
Oh, hey, Tiger. Big Scary Tree Ranch gave your work truck a boo-boo? Yeah. Wow. See this thing on my phone here? It's the Progressive Mobile app. Just push that little button there and report your claim. Attaboy.
When owning a small business gets painful, Progressive Commercial is here to make it all better. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
What's this? Candy drawer? Who has a lollipop?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and conditions. Photo claims not available in all states or situations.
Bum, 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 bum. I miss my baby. Someone stole my baby. By the way, my baby is my landscaping truck. It was literally stolen from a job site. Baby, won't you please come home?
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with 30-plus customizable coverage options, Progressive Commercial keeps your business humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I love my sweetheart. By the way, that's my riding lawnmower.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
All right, 43 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. It is the first full day of winter. We celebrate that by inviting Maria Trilogy, who is one of the country's, if not the world's, best astrologers. Sometimes she talks about things and you listen to her and you don't quite understand what the heck she's talking about. But trust me, whatever she says is right. That's right. And the best way to find that out is to have her do a chart for you or a loved one. I've had her do charts for all the people in my family. And especially when the youngsters are born, it's kind of nice to follow along with that. So I would suggest, if you're interested, by the way, Maria Francis Trilogy, T-R-I-L-I-E-G-I, at Gmail is a good way for you to be in touch with her. Okay, so yesterday, winter began late in the afternoon. Today's the first full day. What happens in the 24 hours, and why, astrologically, is this important?
Well, because we are starting what is considered to be the winter solstice. And throughout the year, we have a winter solstice, a summer solstice, and the equinoxes. And, of course, there's a astronomical event that happens with how the Earth is turning. We, as astrologers, though, look at the different seasons as bringing in a different kind of energy. And now, yes, it is true. We have started, the sun has moved to the sign of Capricorn, which is an earth sign, and there's more of a density in the energy, and it is really a time for us to, it's a rebirth. It's a time for us to leave behind the energies of the year 2022,
right.
Look at how we can restore, you know, ourselves and kind of hunker down. And as we're looking around at obviously the storms that are occurring right now, we can see that this time truly, it is called the shortest day, longest night. And now we will begin to have longer days.
Yippee! Is there a round of applause for longer days? Add a minute here and a minute there.
Yes.
Before you know it, it's springtime.
For people to look at where their lives are at right now. We are coming to the end of the year. We are celebrating, you know, the holiday season in different ways. And really, it really is also a time of considering what we want to take into 2023. So, you know, I really recommend that everybody, as much as we can with all the madness, look at our lives a little bit differently than just about running around, doing shopping, you know, buying presents, and gather families and loved ones together in a way that reflects really what it means to have our loved ones around us. It's all about how can I end this year in a positive way. Capricorn is a sign of, that's why bears hibernate in the winter. It is really a time of going within. And
all right,
how can you do that in a positive way?
All right, so Sagittarius, has been the month of December Sagittarians.
In the sign of Sagittarius for a month. And Sagittarius is a fire sign. So we were pretty fired up. I mean, you know, gathering things, getting things together. And it's lovely that when we make these shifts into new signs, that it follows a rhythm. So we went from a fire sign to an earth sign, and we will be in the sign of Capricorn until the 21st of January. So this is really an opportunity now to, you know, to be as quiet as we possibly can in our spirit. And use it to rest and retreat and, you know, find ways of honoring this kind of energy, which has just started right now.
One of the things that my daughter and my grandson, her son, are both Capricorns, at least they lead into it. They both have different rising signs and that sort of thing. But as Miles begins to grow, I'm looking for things, signs, as to how he is like his mother. I wonder if you can really, can you tell those sorts of things as children grow up?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. And if you watch their, I'm going to use this word loosely, but if you, of course, their mother and son, if you watch, though, the connections of how they are the same, how they do things in the same way, it'll be fascinating to watch that. And I love doing, I really do enjoy, this year, I am doing four babies. I have two clients that have two grandchildren each.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll be doing charts for all four of those children.
Yep.
And when parents come back and tell me, oh my God, Maria, she's doing exactly or
right.
You're
all right, so you want a chart like that?
It's really fascinating.
Go to smbworks@earthlink.net. It's a great way to be in touch with Maria. Get a chart done for your children or for yourself. See how much fun it can be to watch who you are and what's becoming of you. smbworks@earthlink.net. It's 10 before the hour. Thank you, Maria. Happy holidays to you. It's 10 before the hour. This is Good Day.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Robinson, Jesus loves you more than you will know.
Most of us recognize this tune, not exactly a Christmas song, but from an iconic movie, Simon and Garfunkel. I'm trying to remember. It seems to me that that was the music actually in the movie, Chucker. Is this one of those?
I
don't
remember. I think it might have been in the wedding scene when they're running, if I remember it correctly.
Yeah.
But I got to say,
what are we doing with that?
Listen to this interesting stat, Doug. This movie came out, The Graduate, December 22nd, 1967. It was the number one grossing film released that year. It sold 86 million tickets.
Yeah.
I'm assuming the price of a ticket to get into The Graduate back in 1967 and 1968, when it ran for probably at least a year, was a dollar or less. So if you equate that to inflation, The Graduate probably now, that's a story we could debate again. Would this movie be a hit in 2022? I want to say it would be an art house movie that would probably make less than $10 million.
Awful. Isn't that awful?
Right?
Okay.
So if you think about it, 86 million people bought a ticket to see The Graduate in 1967, and they don't even make these type of movies anymore. I mean, the slope of the landscape has changed so dramatically.
Yeah,
it's almost mind-boggling if you think about
it. When you think about some of these, I was talking earlier about having the experience, the ride over to the Middle East is 11 hours, so I'm watching the 10 episodes that are 1883. And I hadn't really been able to see them because I think I do have Paramount Plus, but I don't watch much on those channels. And I was thinking how much of a loss it is not to be able to just get at this. It was so well done, well produced, well written. The story is very compelling, even though sometimes it's too violent for my taste. But the Sam Elliott role was fabulous for him. The husband and wife team of Tim McGraw and Faye Faith Hill, very, very good. The young lady who was really the star of the show, Isabel May is her name. I'd never seen her.
That is the Yellowstone spinoff, correct?
Yeah, right. 1883.
Yeah, so I got two spinoffs to that franchise. Three shows in that franchise now.
Yeah, and 1923 is going to be they're the children of these people in 1883, theoretically. And Harrison Ford and Helen Mirren are in that. Man, you got to figure out how much money is there in that deal if they have those two starring in it.
Well, that series did almost 8 million viewers in its first night across streaming platforms, the Harrison Ford, Helen Mirren.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. This is what streaming is for, in my opinion. And I'm completely cool with that. Here's another story of interest. This movie, Deadly Night, which is a Santa Claus, David Harbour, Die Hard, Home Alone concoction, that's done very well in theaters. It's played for 3 weeks. It's made $36 million on a $20 million budget domestically, already over $55 million worldwide. But Universal's decided to put it, when it's still going strong and holding legs at theaters, to put it on pay-per-view where you could buy it, or rent it for $19.99 or buy it for $25. My point is, why do they have to do this? Let it breathe in theaters.
Because that's what they want.
Theater's a product to make money.
You're frustrating yourself.
You can't wait 7-8 weeks to put it on a pay-per-view, sir. I just don't understand absolute greed to get every dollar they can instantaneously.
You're beginning to sound like a broken record.
I know I am. But the thing is, you're just acting like the theaters are going to stay and be solvent forever, no matter what they do. And I just don't see that as being the case.
All right, so here's the anticipated sequel to Twister is set for a summer release date a year from this year. Who's
Twister,
in it?
It's called Twisters.
Yeah.
No cast as of yet. I would be curious if Helen Hunt will play a part and maybe spin it off for one of her kids. I don't know, kids. I don't know what they're going to do. I know this. Twister was a really good movie back in 1996. I love the pairing of Bill Paxton, who's the late Bill Paxton, and Helen Hunt. The effects, I'm assuming they could do something pretty good with it, but I'm a fan of the original film. I'm okay with the sequel. I'm okay.
Yeah. Jamie Lee Curtis says that she wishes her mom could see her legacy. Apparently, this is the number one movie. Psycho has been voted the number one movie of all time. Good God, I don't know who that's with.
Really?
That's something for another day. All right, Chucker, talk to you tomorrow. 59 past the hour. This is Good Day.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.